This is a Pinball News production.
Hi, guys. Can you guys hear me without a mic?
Oh, but you won't pick it up if I don't talk in the mic. All right. I'm not used to talking with a microphone. One thing, right off the bat, website, basically my presentation's about a website. It's pretty tough to get a website to look normal when you bump the font up to a size that you guys in the back could see. So if you got bad eyes, most likely you're probably going to want to move forward. Otherwise, you're going to be like, what the heck's on the screen? So while you're doing that, give me just a minute here to set up. Anyway, my name's John Watson, and like, I can't remember his name, was it Rob, who introduced me, basically said, I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm just a database administrator who happened to have this crazy idea I couldn't get out of my head. He ever had an idea for an invention or something, and you go, that would be a really cool idea. And you never wind up really following through on it, because typically you don't have the time, the resources, the smarts to do it. This particular one, I did. At least I thought I did. So I figured, what the heck, I'll take a stab at it. Been working on it for three and a half years, and just here to give you a little report of what I've come up with. Really what it is, I like to think of it as an online experiment, right? I can't, obviously, you fellow pinball collectors, what can I give you back, right? I'm not going to give you games and those kinds of things. What I can give you back is a little bit more of your time. But that'll become a little bit more clear as I get into the presentation. But enough about me. All right. What do you find inside the mind of a pinball collector, right? I'm sure if we did a study, open up all your brains, we'd find some very common themes. And I know what you're thinking. Right there. It's very telling. One of the later games that gets released, what's the theme? Whoa, Nelly. That's not what I was referring to, though. Inside your mind, everybody's got one. It's a want list. Right now in your mind, you're thinking, even if you're not necessarily interested in going and hunting down a game, you always have a kind of in the back of your mind this list. You know, hey, you know, if I came across a Lord of the Rings for under 4K, or a Spider-Man, or a Jackbot, or whatever it might be, you know, I'd jump on it. And maybe that, you know, the boundary is lower. Maybe if there was a $300 game 5 miles away from you, there'd be a trigger that would trip and you'd leap on it, right? It's not always necessarily a specific list of things you're looking for. Maybe you're just looking for, like I said, I'm a Williams guy, and if something came by local and cheap, I'd leap on it. Or maybe it's parts. You got that project in the basement. God, I need to hunt down a back glass or a plastic set. I got a Black Knight. Can you guys see that in the back? Is it coming? Good. You ever heard this phrase? Good luck and happy hunting. I don't know. How many of you guys are on Rec Games Pinball, for example? Show of hands. All right, about half of you. You ever seen this phrase? It's kind of interesting because when somebody says, hey, I'm looking for X, somebody will say, well, you know, you're going to have a tough time finding it. You should try this. They always end it with good luck and happy hunting. And kind of you can just tell there's a grin on their face because you know what you got coming. So what does hunting mode look like, right? You have tons of online resources to go to try to hunt down what you're looking for, what you want to buy. I'm sure you probably visited some of these or all of these at one point or another. What does the hunting process really look like? So here's, I just picked one out of the many out there. I picked Rec Games Pinball. It's probably, I don't know, I want to say one of the more prevalent ones as far as places people go to look, hunt down games that are for sale or things people want. What's the process look like? Well, you basically start scanning the listings, and then something catches your eye. Someone posts a for sale, FS, for sale, games for sale. You go, oh, let's take a look at that. So you zoom right in there. And what starts happening in your mind? They're basically telling you a story in the listing. I got this game, you know, from here, there, it's pristine, it's great, it's whatever. And in your mind, you're going, blah, 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 and no offense against UFC Band if you're here. Everybody does it. Actually, this is a pretty good listing. He's pretty short and succinct. But you're looking for prime things. You're like, what are you selling? I don't care about all the noise. What are you selling? How far do I got to drive to get to it? How much are you asking for it? Really, that's kind of almost because there's so much information out there. That's what your brain's really doing on the inside is figuring out if you can ignore this listing because there's so much noise out there, you feel comfortable going, I'm done with this. I can move on to the next one. But again, where's your want list? It's in your mind, right? So you start basically comparing the information in your brain to the information that you're looking on the screen, and you go, wait a minute, this one matches. And it's funny because you go from hunting mode, it's almost like a Terminator movie. Engage. All of a sudden something clicks in your brain, and now you're not in hunting mode. You're in basically investigation mode. You're interested in this game, and now you're going to start pursuing it. And you can almost see the cheesy computer screen on the inside of the Terminator's brain going, okay, what's my next steps? Oh, new directive. You know, basically, you're looking to confirm the condition of the item now. Is this person telling the truth about what they're selling? So let's review that ad in detail, scrutinize it, email them because I want some high-res photos. I really want you to back up what you're presenting. And then I'm going to research your reputation as best I can. Sound familiar, Mike? Yeah, okay, I'm getting some nods. And if things go well, you start negotiating a price, right? You start playing ball, you know? However, if things don't fit, you just keep on moving on, right? So maybe that game didn't match anything in your mental list, so you just keep on moving. Problem is, it sounds easy, right? I'm sure when you discovered, you know, Rec Games Pinball for the first time, you thought, wow, great resource, or Mr. Pinball, or any of them. This is great. This is fun. I can do this. Until you realize there's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of listings, and you go, I can't do this all day. You know, it's funny because I got the go-ahead from my wife. Probably, 4 years ago, I had cash acquired. I got my wife's permission. I had a space in my basement. I thought, great, I'm going to start the hunt. And you got a smile on my face, and I start playing this game. And Lene's like, well, my wife, what are you doing? So I'm hunting for these pinball machines. You've been doing this for hours. Aren't you going to come to bed? I said, no, I'll miss it. What do you mean? I said, somebody's going to post my game out there, and I'm going to miss it. It's going to be 10 miles away. It's going to be $500 under what I want to pay. And because I wasn't there watching the screen at that exact moment, it's going to be gone, and I'm going to be so pissed. Right? You been there? Well, so I was kind of getting annoyed with this game. So what does it really take to find the game you want? It takes time. Like I said, you're scanning a lot of info. You've got to keep up with that stream of listings. It takes patience. How many of you have gotten discouraged trying to do the hunt, and you wind up basically going, I got this space in my basement. I just want a game. I just want to play pinball. Oh, look, that's something that I kind of like. I'll take it, right? Might not be the price you want. Might not be the exact game you're looking for, but you want to play. Or you want to, you know, however you like to do it. If you would just like to shop out games and make it look good. You want to do something with your time more than surfing a bunch of websites looking for the game. You want to actually acquire it and do something with it. And it takes luck, right? Because you got to be at the right place, the right time, and it's got to be the right game. By the way, I'm open to questions if anybody wants to interrupt at any given time. And what's at the core of this, right? Does anybody disagree with this last slide here? Basically, it's kind of a game of luck. He has to have a perfect storm of everything coming together. What's the reason for that? Because where's your want list? It's in your brain, right? Your want list is in your brain. So when you're in hunting mode, your brain's got to be engaged. If you're not actively, physically present in front of that computer, or you know, doing the hunt yourself with your mind, doing the scanning of all the information and comparing it to that want list in your brain, you know, nothing's getting done for you. So, wisdom from the wife. She saw me doing this again. She says, "What are you doing?" And I said, "This is what I'm doing. I'm doing this for hours, you know." I said, "You can go to bed. I'm going to miss the game I want to buy." She said, "Can't you get computers to do the hunting for you?" And I thought, you know, I can. That's a crazy idea. As opposed to having a website where you just ask it onesie-twosie kind of questions. Do you got a pin bot? Nope, don't have a pin bot. You got anything else you want to ask for? You got a Black Knight, an Iron Man? You know, basically quick little searches that just say, no, I don't got it, or yes, I do. What if I could create a site that takes that want list in my brain, translate it into a into the computer. Say, hey, you know what? I'm looking for an Iron Man, an 8-Ball, a Black Knight. Here are the conditions. Here are the maximum prices I'm willing to pay. Oh, and some of those, actually, who would pay $800 for a back glass on a sorcerer? That was a typo. But or same with parts, right? If I got, I'm looking for a coin door, or I got a back glass I'm trying to sell or want. So you get the idea. Translate that mental list in your mind into data on a screen. Same thing if it's not specifics. Boy, that'd be great. You know, I'm always on the lookout for cheap 80s Williams games within 50 miles of me. You can what if you could translate that into something that a computer could take too? So take the list and the computer, the website, does the hunting for me. So I can tell the computer my list, right? And then go crack a beer, go play pinball, do whatever the heck you want to do, and have the website email me when a day, a week, a month. I cap it off at 6 months because if you're not paying attention after 6 months, I don't want to waste the computer processing on you. Basically emails you and says, you should engage. I've been doing the hunting. It's time for you to get involved because I found something that was on your want list. I said, well, you know what? That's a pretty cool idea. At least I thought so, and I hope you guys do too. I said, but since we're dreaming, why not have the website calculate distance? You know, that's like a critical thing. Do you really care about a pinball machine that's for sale in California? You know, personally, I don't because I don't want to deal with shipping. I'm not going to drive all the way out to California. I'm from Grand Rapids. But it's funny because you really don't have a good way of filtering that information out with the current websites you got. Some of them get close. You know, you can pick a state or whatever. But Michigan, you know, has an upper peninsula. I think there's, what, how many mile gap between the furthest point from Michigan to the furthest point? You probably got 600-700 miles. So which is more helpful, Naperville, Illinois, or Naperville, Illinois, which is 176 miles away from you where you live? Obviously, it's good to know how far away you are from the game that you're interested in. So location isn't it, it's distance from me. Wouldn't it be nice if you could just have sellers upload photos? So basically, after you've gone into that engage mode, like I said, you kind of have this fun exchange of, can you send me high-res photos? And the guy doesn't get back to you, and you're waiting another day. And then he finally does, and he doesn't give you exactly what you want. You get the idea. Wouldn't it be great if the seller could just upload all his photos to the site, and they'd appear right in your listing? But the thing is, they'd have to be high resolution, right? You can get in there and see that detail. And how many photos? Why not have it be unlimited? You want to spend a half hour uploading photos to a website? Why should I stop you? I'll pay for the resources. You know what? Since we're dreaming, give me my own copy of these listings. You know, Craigslist is kind of interesting because it literally is Craigslist, right? It's not your list. If you go onto Craigslist, can you delete some stuff off that list that you're not interested in, kind of get it out of your view because you're never going to buy it? Can't. It's Craigslist. It's not yours. Wouldn't it be great if you had a website where the listings were kind of looked at like email, like an email inbox where you can just go through and check, not interested, not interested, not interested, move that to my trash. Thought that would be cool. So like I said, managing coming listings like an email inbox, delete listings that don't interest me. You know what? You guys do Craigslist surfing, look in there, pretty common resource. You ever heard of top posting? That concept where somebody, because the Craigslist is such a, you know, has so much traffic on it, people, to avoid having their posting get buried way down, you know, below, every day, every 4 hours, every hour, repost their pinball machine. You know, I think somebody had made mention that the Chicago Craigslist, there was a flame war going on over that because some guy was abusing Craigslist doing that. Wouldn't it be cool if you find somebody annoying or somebody you think, you know, these guys got a shady reputation, I want to make like they never exist, that you could block them. And the result, they post something in the future, it doesn't show up for you if you're logged in. That'd be cool. Friend list. If, say you have a good transaction with somebody, right? And you think, you know, I'm going to put them on my friend list because I'd gladly do business with them again. Put them on your friend list, and wouldn't it be cool if the site had a specific area saying, hey, here's your friend's listings. You know, that way it kind of gives you a place to look at first if seller reputation is pretty important to you, or buyer for that matter. Since we're dreaming, how about we make it easy to use? Wouldn't that be nice? So what would it take to do all this? It sounds like a heck of a lot, doesn't it? Interested at all or no? All right. Well, basically, it'd take some knowledge about, basically some data about pinball machines. Well, thank goodness the Internet Pinball Database exists. So I get Chris Wolf on the phone and get his permission to go ahead and suck in all the information about pinball machines, manufacturer, year, all that good stuff. Postal code database, boy, that'd be a nice thing. All the distance calculation needs to be fed off of latitude and longitude coordinates and all that fancy stuff. Well, I take a little database and web development experience, which I got a little of that, and 3.5 years of part-time effort to get this far. I've been basically sitting at my kitchen counter after 8 o'clock, the kids go to bed, spend an hour, hour and a half, whatever I got, sometimes until 1 in the morning, working on the site, and basically I just want to demo for you what I got this far. At some point, I'm going to need a volunteer. Somebody I'm looking for wants a T-shirt. Because these are being given away at my booth. I got an XL here. Otherwise, if that doesn't work for you, I think we got a few other sizes. Just a warning, this site's in beta. It's going to, basically, bugs will be discovered, if not at this presentation, in the future. So I appreciate your patience. And with that, we'll get back to questions in a second. I am going to pull the site up. Now, this is where it might get a little teeny on you. So this is what we came up with. And actually, before we log in, I'm just going to show you kind of the perspective of things from somebody just from the outside. So this is the listing system. And right here is the list of the current listings. Latest listing was at Friday, 7:21 Pacific time. I apologize, I haven't dealt with the whole time zone thing. But I just want to show you a little bit of the power we got here. So, we are in, well, I can even type Wheeling as opposed to having to know. Yeah. Wheeling, Illinois. There it is on the bottom. Right? Show me a website where basically you can go put in the distance, or basically put in your postal code, and then right there, you immediately start seeing games for sale or games wanted, basically listings sorted by distance, how far away from you. So say you're on the hunt for a game and distance matters for you, just putting in that zip code and then coming to this screen and clicking the sort column, boom, you're already seeing the closest listings. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's tough to get a pinball website started, right? This, well, actually a classifieds website going. You'd be surprised to see that not a lot of people are actively buying and selling things, at least the ones that are willing to try out a website. So to give them basically, I'll say give them something to do in the site, also have the ability to list games you're not selling. Now you think, okay, that's clutter. But there is a for sale link if you're interested in specifically just what's for sale. You can kind of filter out the not for sale stuff. But let's see here. Okay, volunteer. Anybody? Come on up, sir. You got, out of curiosity, you got any games you're selling?
Yes.
Okay, you got any games you want?
Yes.
All righty, you an XL?
Am I an XL?
Yeah, shirt size. Okay, great.
Oh, that, you, that kind of XL.
I can get you a different shirt.
Microsoft.
Jim, right?
Yep.
Name's John. Pleased to meet you.
And I'm on JV Wiz.
Oh, you're already in? I need a newbie.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Jim. Boom. Thank you, sir. Sorry. A little large. I got 2XL, 3XL. That'll work. So, as opposed to having you sign in, hold on to this for a second, will you?
That's Dave?
Yep.
As opposed to having Dave or having you guys watch Dave sign in, which is really exciting, I'm going to basically log in as an account I already created, and then we'll kind of tailor it to Dave. All righty. And actually, here I tell you that. How many of you guys trust me? It's funny, I got to say this. I got a booth out in the center of the exhibit hall, and people come up to it, and they kind of pass by it, and they look a little, you know, kind of curious as to what's going on. And I approach him and start talking to him. And immediately the reaction is, no, I'm not interested. I don't want anything. You know, and I kind of, hold on a second here. I understand that. I start explaining what the concept of the website is. I explain that it's free. There's no ads. Free to sign up. And that this is all the info I'm asking for. Screen name. I need an email address from you, and I need to know your zip code. Now, what malicious things can I really do with that? I'm not asking for your name, your credit card number, and all that stuff. I don't want it. I don't want to know anything about you. That's basically a liability on my part. You know, I mean, if ever, heaven forbid, my site gets hacked, the best they're going to get is your email addresses, right? Which, you know, but more on email addresses in a minute here. Oh, hold on. Hold that for me, will you? Now I'm going to log back in. Okay, Dave. So one thing I'm going to do. Can you just give me a screen name you want to be known as? Because I doubt you want to be Expo User 1.
Doc Pinball.
Doc Pinball. You want to be capital D-P. Woohoo. All righty. So now this account is Doc Pinball. We'll get your email address changed later. I'm not going to mess with that. Okay. Remember how I talked about the concept of a want list? So, Dave, you a good typer? Basically, you got here, this is your want list. But I guess before, Dave, you go too far, I want to illustrate some things, and if this microphone doesn't... Okay, and great. Dave, if you wouldn't mind navigating a little for me. So you got this current listing section right here, and you think, boy, that's a lot of stuff in there. But if you notice, there's a number by all of these things. Remember how I was talking about an email-like interface? Those numbers represent how many of the listings are under there that you haven't looked at yet. Dave, go ahead and click into, say, for sale for a minute. Notice that all those show up in bold, just like email would in an inbox. Go ahead and click on the word Aztec there, Dave, from Just Joe. No pictures. Well, what you going to do? A couple things I want to show you. Number one, take a look at Joe's email address. It's a pinball.com email address. It's not really Joe's email address that he put in. What we're doing, if you use Craigslist, you should be pretty familiar with this. We hide your email address behind our website so that emails come to us first. We make sure they're not basically, I'll say spam. It's kind of a spam protection, and then forward it on to you. And then you have the choice. You look at the email coming in, and if you want to reply, it's at that point the person you're contacting knows what your email address is. So it kind of buffers you a bit and keeps your email safe. Again, if anybody's questioning if I'm, you know, running off with your email addresses and planning on selling them or making money off of them, why would I go to the effort of protecting your email address on a website? It doesn't really make sense. Okay, you can see all the information you got here. Joe's selling a game. It's an Aztec. You obviously got that IPD, the Internet Pinball Database link. You could go to IPDB right now and figure out what this game is, get more details. The price is location and what he considers the condition of the game to be. Go ahead and click the back button for a minute, Joe. Oh, Joe, I'm sorry, Dave. And notice that listing is now not bold anymore. And the number dropped down from, 99, it should, to 98. Hit the refresh button for me. There you go, it just went. Never mind, you don't have to. It's live. Those numbers are being updated basically live. So you can see if somebody starts adding games, the numbers will start bumping up on the left, or if they start removing them. So, interesting. I give you a couple of things off the bat. Local. Can you click on local? The word local. Two down on the left. Yeah, up a little bit. Right there. Right off the bat, this basically is a screen that shows you any activity 25 miles from within where you are. So, postal code 60090 in our case, but obviously it'll be wherever you are. Oh, by the way, U.S. and Canada right now. Sure, you got a question.
Can you sort by holiday?
Yeah, you can. Go ahead. What do you want to sort by? Distance. Perfect. There you go. So HEG Post is right in Wheeling, and he's got, he wants an Iron Maiden and a Voltan Escapes. You get the idea, and as you scroll down, you can see the number bumps up. So yeah, most definitely there's the distance option there. But let's get to our want list. Basically, kind of wanted to really illustrate that what we're trying to do is present listings not as just static classifieds. It's really trying to make it your own copy of what's coming in and let you do with it what you will. Oh, that's a good thought. Let's go ahead and hide some of those. So click the check boxes on the left. Just pick some. Not that one. That'll not mark them all. Well, I guess you could mark them all if you want to. Yeah. So you're not interested in the fact that these guys want these games or selling them. Click the hide button up on the left there. And boom. It was 1 to 25 before, and now you're down to 1 to 22. It's like those games don't exist anymore on your view. They were moved to your trash. Click on the trash about 5 down from where you are on the left there. And there you go. They're right in the trash. If you wanted to unhide them, put them back in your public view, you just basically check them again and click on hide. So again, email like. You got a trash can in email. You got a trash can in this thing. Why shouldn't you? All righty. Let's get to actually putting in some info and show you how easy it is to use, hopefully. Hey, Dave, go ahead and head to your want list, your want to buy, which is down there. Yeah, that's one thing. The current listings, that section up there, is kind of what's in the public domain out there, what's being posted. This My Listing stuff, this is your private area of the site, right? Your own little spreadsheet of what you're selling, your own little spreadsheet of what you want to buy, or your own little spreadsheet of what you're not selling. As Dave's seeing, not only can you list that you want to buy games, you can also say, I want to buy a part. So if it's a coin door, if it's ROMs, a topper. Boy, you guys got good vision. Can you see this stuff? Or are you guys kind of squinting and going, I don't have a clue what's on this screen. Can you see it? Now, some of you in the way back are shaking your head. I really can't bump it up too much more, but hopefully you're getting the idea. So anyway, let's just stick with games for the time being. But just know that if there is an apron you were looking for a particular game, or a coin door, or a plastic set, or you name it, it's in there. And if it isn't in there, get a hold of me and I'll add it. As long as it's kind of a game-specific thing. I'm not going to put pop bumpers on there. I'm not going to put rubbers. I'm not going to put, you know, things that basically would go in, you know, 60% of the pinball machines out there kind of concept. That gets a little tough to provide any value. Yeah?
What if a person making reproduction backlasses wants to put in for sale listings of every single backlass title that they have available?
Yeah, you could do that, most definitely. We'll get to for sale in a minute, and maybe we'll use you as an example if you don't mind. Okay, so go ahead. What's the game you're interested in, Dave? Uh-oh, now he's thinking. Look at this. As Dave's typing, all I had to do was start typing in the game now, game name, because I sucked that internet pinball database in, it says, oh, you mean Funhouse? Go ahead and hit enter. It gets added to your spreadsheet, right? You don't have to, I don't know if you've ever been on some of the other ones, like Mr. Pinball or whatever. You're typing in your name, and then you got to provide the year, then you got to provide the manufacturer, and heaven forbid you get it wrong. It's funny. I've seen listings before. I didn't know that High Speed was made by Williams and Bailey, and it was made in 1988 and in 1986. But so you had to know to search, basically, for those particular variants of the game. It wasn't made in those years or by Bailey, was it? Right? Oh. Okay. How are we doing here? You guys following? Question? Okay, I'm getting some nods. That's good. You got anything else you want? Throw one more on there, Dave. Make it look a little more like a spreadsheet. I don't have Wolnelli on there. Earthshaker. There you go. That's a good one. Hit enter. All right. You notice, basically, you can specify what condition you're looking for. So you want a fun house in nice condition, at least? It's kind of a minimum. So show me something that's at least in rough shape or better, right? Or in nice condition or better. And how much you willing to pay for it. If you leave it at 10 grand or 100 grand, 99999, basically it's just saying, I want to see everything. Don't filter out anything based on price. If you're looking for a high-end pin, show it to me. I'm still interested in it. But if you wanted, you could specify, you know what, let's crank that price down. So if something comes in at 1,100 bucks, I'm not interested. Don't even bother. Take up my time with it. And then, just like Craigslist or Rec Games Pinball, if there's extra information, you actually wanted to tell that seller, you know, I'm looking for this in particular, and I don't care if the head's scratched up to all crap because I'm using it for a project game or whatever. You could do that. Ah, distance. How far are you willing to drive to get that game? You guys seeing that this is really your want list in your head? Specific want list in your head, and you're starting to call out how far I'm willing to drive, how much I'm willing to pay, what game it is, what condition. If it's, you know, if it's a crap game, don't bother me, right? Go ahead and pick one of those. There you go. So within 100 miles. So right there. Fun. It wants a rough-looking fun house for under a grand within 100 miles of me, right? And an Earthshaker, same thing. 1,000 bucks. Did I say 100 grand? 1,000 bucks rough 100 miles of me. Go ahead, click the save button in the upper right corner. Boom. There we go. Do me a favor. Now look, this is, here we are, Mr. Doc Pinball, and he's got two want-to-buy listings, right? He's put them in the system. Click on the all listings for a minute. Remember I talked about this as your private list? Go sort on listing date, if you would, on the far right. Planet Biz, it has the latest listing. He did it, well, that'd be what, 9:39 our time? I really got to fix that. All the times you see are basically in Pacific Daylight Savings Time or Pacific Time because that's where the computers are hosted. It's on the to-do list eventually to make it so that under your settings you can say, well, I'm in the Eastern Time Zone, Central, Mountain, whatever. But you notice Doc Pinball doesn't show up. Head back to your want-to-buy list for a minute. What I'm trying to illustrate is just because you put the information in the website doesn't mean that I automatically shove it out there. Just because you put it in doesn't mean it's out there for everybody to see. It lets you kind of have your own little play area, your own little workspace to start putting in inventory or kind of thinking things out a bit, right? So go ahead. Here is in the want to buy. You want to publish both of those? Check them. Click the publish button. And wait. This is about where the website crashes, right? Boom, they've been published. Look on the far right. You got a status that says, you know what? These are out there. In 180 days, they're going to get yanked. Guess what happens when they get yanked? You think they get deleted and you have to type all the information in again if you really want to? No. They just head back to this private list, and all you got to do is click the checkbox and click publish again, and they're out there again for another 180 days. It's one thing that always annoyed me about websites where you're posting things is, you want to make a change, I'll show that in a second, or whatever, you got to go through the pain of getting rid of it and then recreating the entire listing. It's like, oh my gosh, right? So let's do one small adjustment here. Actually, go out over to the all so we can see these listings out there in the wild. There they are. Doc Pinball. Hey, we're located in New York. So go ahead and click on that listing for a minute there. I like the word Earthshaker. I'll show that in a second. Here we are. I don't remember what, I actually specified a Gmail address. Just to illustrate again, I'm hiding your email address, so it's not out there for anybody to grab. I'm taking all the spam for you. And all the info as he put it in. Head back to the want-to-buy list for a minute for me, Doc. So let's say you're willing to bump your price up to $1,200. So just go ahead, go in there and change the price to $1,200. Now click save. Your listing was automatically republished. Head out to that all list. Basically, just by changing the price and clicking save, we removed the old listings from there and now replaced them with new listings, if that makes sense. So they're listings that will still alert somebody that, hey, something got posted that's new. So again, it's the concept of trying to save you guys time. Isn't it nice that basically all you got to do is slightly tweak something, click save, and you're done. Same if you change the description or the condition or any of that other stuff. The only thing that would kind of shaft you is if you put in the wrong game. That's not a tweak. Let's show one other thing here. Click on Just Joe. Click on Just Joe's name there for a second. So email is one way to talk to people. Oh, scroll on down for a sec, will you? Yeah, close that out and click on Just Joe again, will you? Like I said, bugs abound. There's things to fix. Here we go. Email is one way to get a hold of people, right? If Joe were online, this little status here would say online and leave a message would say chat. Go ahead. Hey, there we go. Boy, how coincidental. Close out Joe there for a minute, will you? Look at this. You just got an instant message from somebody. You have an Earthshaker. Click respond. Boom. There you go. Hey, I see you have an Earthshaker for sale. Go ahead and type something back to them, will you? You can have a live conversation with somebody if they happen to be online. Hopefully a time savings. If you're interested, you know, especially for quick sales, if you're like, you know what, I need to, uh-oh, something bad happened? Oh, well. Hey, Steve. There you go. Go ahead and respond, Steve. Can you apologize? Big hand to Steve in the back, please. Really appreciate him coming out, actually. They drove all the way from Grand Rapids here just to see this, and they're going to turn around and drive back. Don't worry about it. I can tell this presentation's going over really well. So So sorry, I wanted to buy one. There you go. But you can see, you're having a live chat with somebody. Steve technically could be in, you know, Michigan, and here we are talking from New York, right? So go ahead and let's shut that down. But you get the idea, live chat. Let's go up a little bit. There's live market there on the far left. It's a lot of choices, it looks like it, right? But hopefully they all provide value. This section of the website dedicated to basically listings of people that are currently online. Just like we had that chat with Steve, who happens to just be in the same room, we could, for a quick sale, this is like a live marketplace kind of thing going on. So if you really feel like you want to talk to somebody live, come to the live market area and start having a chat with them, right? I thought that might be kind of neat if you're trying to really flip a game quick. So you chuck it out there and hang out in the live market and see what happens. I don't know. It's, you know, maybe it's valuable, maybe it's not. Use it, don't. Okay, so I've shown you the want to buy list. I've shown you, let's do this. Remember how we talked about top posters and blocking and all that kind of annoying stuff? I really find Doc Pinball annoying. I find myself annoying, right? Click on your name, Doc. So Doc is a guy who every 4 hours seems to be posting the same game for sale, or he's got a dingy reputation. Sorry, Dave. This is just a it's a presentation. He's got a dingy reputation. Somehow I learned that maybe on a forum or whatever. I never want to buy a thing from him again, and I don't want to be bothered wasting my time clicking in his listings. So you see in the bottom right there it says neutral. Click on that. Choose blocked. Boom. Now close that. Okay, there's 10 listings in here. Hit the refresh button up on the browser. Guess what? Now there's only 9 listings. Yeah, you only had one in there, didn't you? Anyway, there's only 9 listings now. Doc Pinball doesn't exist anymore to me. Even though it's me, that's a little weird. But now, as long as you're logged in, some person you don't want to deal with, it's like they don't exist. You don't get annoyed by them. But they don't know it. Only you do. Sound like a time savings? I don't know. Okay, so we've dealt with live market. We've done with blocking user. Oh, friending. So say that we like somebody like XXXRev7, for example. Right now, there's nobody in your friends list. But if you mark them as a friend, so go ahead and do that. Same way we block somebody and change them to a friend. Now click on friends listings. Remember how we talked, if you start trusting somebody, you've done business with them, you like their product, you like the price, they seem reputable, boom, put them in your friends listings. Any current and any future listings by XXXRev7, I don't know what the XXX means, will show up here, right? And here's the interesting thing. Let's start zooming in on what it is we're necessarily interested in. Hey, Dave, you know, you wanted a fun house and an Earthshaker, so does that imply you're kind of a 80s Williams guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, not necessarily is it always that you know exactly the games you want, and you're not going to bother spending the time typing in every Williams game ever made that take you forever. Wouldn't it be nice? Let's just go to for sale, the for sale listings, because you're looking for games that are for sale. So it's actually the under the current listings. I'm sorry, I'm misleading you. So it's a little higher up, the one with the 99 next to it. There you go. So you're like, you know what? I don't care about electromechanical games. I don't care about games made, you know, by Gottlieb. I don't know, whatever it might be that your interests are. Yeah, there you go. Refined results. I did something right. Let's see here. So we could do something just as simple as, you know what? Don't even hound me unless those listings are within 300 miles of me. So go ahead and change any distance to 300 miles. Right? And click search. And there you go. You look up at there. And for those people in the back, it says, hey, I'm showing all listings of items that are for sale or trade within 300 miles of my postal code. Wow, that's kind of neat, right? As opposed to you having to go into that search screen every stinking time and type that in, let's save this search. Go ahead and click the Save Search button on the far right, and we'll call this 300 miles. Just go ahead and change that. Yeah, 300, whatever you want to call it. Click Submit. You just added that as a menu option on your screen. You don't need to type it anymore. It's there. One thing we didn't do, you might have seen it, and I should have had you do it. We'll actually create another one, is you can have the system email you when something new that you haven't read pops into this particular screen. So go ahead and let's do one more. So 300 miles is great. I don't care about that. Yeah. Perfect. And now let's go to, actually, click the back button for a sec or refine results, either or. The back button on the browser is fine. That's all right. Click the more options. There's more options than just those four. Yeah. That's the reason I kind of hit them, because all of a sudden you might get a little overwhelmed. So, Williams, huh? Go into the manufacturer's box there. Show only games made by these manufacturers. It's second from the bottom, big rectangle. Yeah, right. Right there, you got it. Yep. Click in there, start typing W-I-L, hit enter. Let's say you like Bally, too, so type B-A, there you go, hit enter. Perfect, thank you. And let's change the year that you're interested in from 1920 to 1980. How are we doing? Is this making sense? And to 1989, because you're strictly an 80s William guy for this example. Now scroll on down. The search button's buried way below. I got to change that. Click search. Looky there. A couple of 80s games. The site's been, I guess I should tell you a little bit about the site as far as how long it's been around. Like I said, I've been working on it 3.5 years. I launched in late July. And I got 350 listings, majority of which are those not for sale ones. I think I got about 100 for sale and 130 or 40 want to buys, but you get the idea. So we're relatively young, easily. So, again, great. You got, you're looking at all the Williams games made in the 80s that are for sale or trade within 300 miles of you. Save this one. And we'll call this one 80s Williams. There you go. And click the email notify me. Ah, what this will do, click the submit button there, is now, and that's going to blow up, isn't it? There's a reason. It's not a bug. It basically is the fact that I limit you to 6 searches right now, and we can change that. I'm going to get rid of your for sale 300. And click the back button now on your browser. I think we can get back to it. Boom. So hit that save search button again. And just type, go ahead and back that out. Just type 80s Williams. There you go. WMS or whatever. There you go. Click. Man, we didn't hit the email. Anyway, if you click that email, it would email you. Anyway, you get the idea. And now it's as a menu option, again, in the left, and it tells you, look at that, there's two you haven't looked at yet. If, again, you'd click on them, it'd like just like email, it'd go on red, or red, and that number would drop down by 1. So, what haven't I shown you yet? Forgive my scatterbrainness, but there's a lot to present here. We talked about, this is pretty important, your match list. Click on the word matches, will you? It's about 6 menu choices down from where you were. The corn, look at this. Just so happens, corn is selling a funhouse. He's 500 miles away from you. And Dylan Upland is selling an Earthshaker, and he's 2,000 miles away from you. You may be asking right now, because Dave did specify a distance and a couple other things, because the site is so young right now, I didn't put in the restrictions just to kind of make sure that some of these features are actually working. Eventually, once the traffic picks up, I'll definitely start adhering to the limitations you guys are putting on it, like you only want to pay $1,000. But just for demo purposes, otherwise the screen would stay blank and I wouldn't have ever anything to show you. Just imagine that Dave, the price range that Dave put in matches. It will, eventually. And you can see where he's located and how far away he is from you and when he posted. How we doing? You guys getting this? Is making sense? Sound like something you're kind of interested in? Better than an alternative? I'm sorry, what's that? Right now it doesn't, unfortunately. I apologize. There's a reason for that. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. He asked about if people overseas could list, and right now you can't. The reason being is I made a selfish choice. Go back to all there for a minute, will you, Dave? How am I doing on time? Oh, my God, I got 5 minutes. Basically, I felt I had to make the decision between, okay, if I can't locate, pinpoint a person on the planet, do I let them list? If I start allowing those kind of listings in, then all of a sudden I can't start providing people with distance information. So it was a choice between opening it up to a larger marketplace and kind of dirtying up the data I'll say dirtying up the data, but missing information for some particular people and then having it for the others. I'd rather, I made a mental choice to just kind of have a clean set of data. At least it works and is uncluttered for the people in the U.S. and Canada right now. Actually, and I talked to, one second, I'll get you. I talked to, oh, is it? Okay, go ahead.
You could offer an alternative that they must enter either a postal code or a latitude and longitude. So they look up their own latitude and longitude. You could put that.
I could. I wonder how much of a market would, you know, how many people would have the know-how to do it. You guys know how to look up your latitude and longitude? Does it work, really? I never tried. Interesting. I'll have to do that. Oh, okay. Well, interesting. I'm sorry. Can you repeat that again? You're searching?
I'm calling in Australia.
Yep.
Before I'm after a William Durstaker, can I log on to this website?
It'll ask you for a postal code, U.S. or Canada. You'd kind of have to lie and pick one. And then all the distances represented on the website would think that you were at the postal code you picked. So you could still kind of log in and stuff, but it would, you know, it'd be kind of, you know, if you picked Chicago, for example, it would appear to the system that you live in Chicago. It'd probably be misleading for people because they think that you live in Chicago when they get a hold of you and you say, well, I'm really in Australia because the guy who developed this website didn't have the foresight to let people from overseas log in and create an account. Not that I'm not going there. There's a lot, and I don't know how many of you do website development, but there's a lot that goes in, let alone making a website that works in the U.S. versus having it work around the world. Currency, distance, you know, kilometers versus miles, and time zones. Right now, everything is Pacific, right? It'd be difficult to, not difficult, but it takes some effort to provide that facility to say, hey, I live in Australia, so this is the time zone I'm in. Yeah.
Where's the responsibility for removing a listing once an item's found or sold?
Oh, that's an excellent question. I actually had a listing that somebody didn't quite figure that out. So let's say, do you have a game for sale, Dave? Let's just say you do, and we'll remove it later just to illustrate the point. My listings, click on the for sale link. Yep, you're right there. All right, so go ahead and type in a game you have that you're really not going to sell. We'll just stick with for sale. But you can do, you saw you could do for sale, for trade only. Those things are there. Oh, goodness, don't try. Don't stretch it. Aladdin's Castle, what were you looking for? Lady Space R. Hey! Do I win anything? All right. So did you add that? Go ahead and just quick load that in. Fair price, da-da-da-da. Oh, do me a favor. I want to illustrate photos because this is a good selling point. Click on the photos link. Now obviously, you don't. Oh, click cancel and click save. Otherwise, you're going to lose what you typed. There you go. Save. Now, click on the photos for a second. This is the area you can add photos as a seller. Start hitting add photo. You can hit this button all day. Keep hitting add photo. And hit it 6 more times. You could hit it 66 more times. Now all you do, and I'm not going to have you do it because I really don't have any photos that are ready to upload, but you could click that upload. It'd bring up a little say, hey, where is it on your hard drive? You go upload it. Make sense? Let me demonstrate for you. Go to the game name search for a second. I want to show you the quality of the photos, and actually somebody pointed out the quality isn't that great. Right there. And start typing Rocky. If you didn't know, I'm giving a game away to promote the site. It's sitting in the middle of the exhibit hall. All you got to do to be entered to win is sign up on this site and list something. I don't care what it is. Not for sale. For sale, want it, I'll take it. All right. This happens to be my listing advertising the fact that I'm giving this game away. Let's go ahead and click on the game name there. Is there a presentation right after this at 10? There is, of course. All right. Scroll on down past all my blah, blah. There you go. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. I uploaded 50 photos, and I kind of got bored. Scroll on up, though. I want to show you something. All right there. Oh, this one right there is the one I want you to click on. There happens to be Scoopware. You can see that pretty good, right? Click again, will you? Now scroll down and scroll right. Is that close enough? Can you see this, the where now? Wouldn't it be great if there was a website out there that basically the seller could post pictures and close-ups of every little nook and cranny and dent and whatever, so you perfectionists that really want a game pristine can verify it's pristine before you leap? So, there we go. Let me check my notes before I shore up, and maybe I don't hit my... Oh, thank you, sir. Want list demo, demo for sale, future enhancements. Oh, do you notice postings are immediate? Anybody use Mr. Pinball? Takes 3 days to get them posted. It's a great service. I got nothing against Mr. Pinball. I bought both of my pinball machines. Actually, now I have three. So two of my three pinball machines for Mr. Pinball. But here, it's immediate when you post. And that was obviously represented in the demo. So go ahead and click back out of this for a second. Let's see here. I showed you blocking. Registration. Oh, good. That live chat I was talking about, you see messaging status. Maybe some of you don't feel comfortable talking to someone live. You know, I don't know, somebody might just not like it, that thought of being live, talking to someone, they ask you a question, and maybe you don't want to have to come up with the answer right away. You can set yourself up as invisible, so you just don't look like you're online, and you can just kind of lurk. Right? Nice thing. Okay. That, I think, pretty much touches on a heck of a lot of what the site has to offer. We did friends. Head on down to my contacts. It's down on the far left. Oh, there you go. You set yourself to invisible so you don't look like you're online anymore. Go ahead and click OK there. There you go, my contacts. Oh, we're shutting down. Does that mean I'm done? I'm sorry, what's that? Oh, that's right. Thank you. I'm scatterbrained me. Head back to my listings. We didn't publish this yet. Quick click the publish, or checkbox it, and then click publish, right? Head over to all so we can see that it's out there. And there we go. Sort on, let's see here, listing date. That's kind of interesting. Oh, wait a minute. Was that a want to buy or that was a for sale? For sale, Friday at 7. Oh, it's all. Go to for sale for a minute. My Timex. I don't know why your listing isn't showing up. That's kind of interesting. Go back down to for sale for a second. Oh, you're right. He blocked himself. Let's remove you from the block list. Head on down to my contacts. It's at the very bottom of the screen. Yep, go to your block list. Let's remove you from your block list. I'm glad you caught that. I forgot I had a block list on this website. Check on you and remove you from your block list. There we go. Now head to for sale. Or, yeah, oh, there you are. Last thing, head down to my listings, go to the for sale link. Just like you published, mark it and click the retract button. And now it's retracted. Head back to all. Oh, you're done? Oh, can you click on the all for a minute? All right, I've gone over my time, but you can see the listing's been removed.
Trash?
No. Publish. When something gets published, I take a picture of it, if you will. And I, no matter what happens at that point, I store that in a place for safekeeping. Kind of because you put something out there in the wild, I want a photograph of what it looked like so somebody couldn't come back and say, you know, I typed this as the price, but then I quick changed it. Somebody says, I swear that game was $300 more expensive just a minute ago. I've got a copy of it in the database if for any reason I would ever need it. That, when it got retracted, it all that basically did was moved it back to your private spreadsheet, right? So now it's just not in the public view, it's back in your private spreadsheet. So if you clicked delete, it would go in your My Listings trash. If you would have deleted it from your private spreadsheet, it would go in your trash and it would hang out in there for like a month and then eventually get purged. Okay, I've gone over my time. Do I have time for any? Couple questions, great. Yes, sir. I'm sorry? Potentially. It would require that I would have the database, basically that information, so that for every record in there, I'd have postal code and then all Eastern Standard Time. A shorter path would be under your settings, which I didn't show. Can you click on the word settings in the upper right corner? I could just set, please tell me your time zone in here. Basically, this is all your kind of detailed information. So... anyway, but good question, yeah. Any others? Yeah.
Told us that it's not possible to bring together a German buyer and an American seller, but is it possible to bring together two German, one German buyer and seller two guys that are in the same time zone on the same area, that they use your website?
Anybody from outside the U.S. could easily get a hold of somebody in the U.S. If you don't have a postal code that's Canadian or U.S., basically you can't list something. You could list something, but you'd have to lie and say you live in the U.S. or Canada by picking a zip code. So it's funny. I'm not very familiar with how prevalent pinball is in Europe and other countries, but evidently it's pretty prevalent because I've gotten about a dozen people coming up and going, hey, don't forget about us. One thing at a time, though. It's tough enough getting it working in one country. Any other questions?
Beyond that, I think your next enhancement might be a travel enhancement. Like, I'm normally in New Hampshire, but I will be in 60090 for 4 days in October, and I can buy something then.
Sure. Two enhancements that you might be interested in that I'm kind of bobbling around. Number one is that basically you've seen these, if you follow RGP, there's these spreadsheets people post to saying, hey, I'm bringing this to Expo. I want this at Expo. I can bring it to Expo. I was just talking with a gentleman named Barry who was feeling a lot of pain dealing with that spreadsheet because people are fighting over the columns that are being sorted. They're all logging in at the same time and somebody accidentally deletes something and they're not using it quite right. There's definitely on the slate a system, if you will, that you can say, hey, here's a dedicated area for Expo. What are you bringing? What are you selling? What can you bring? Another thing that I thought would be really neat, and I'll run by you guys, is the concept of anti-scam. If you notice, all of the email goes through the website, right? I don't expose your email addresses out there. They come to me first, and I forward it to you after I validate that it's a recent email. I thought it'd be cool. How many of you have ever gotten a good day, sir? I am, you know, hoping this letter finds you in good spirits. I am interested in buying your item for $1,500. You know, consider the item sold. I will mail you a cashier's check. Right? Isn't that annoying? Who's ever gotten one of those? Raise a hand. Okay, good. Wouldn't it be cool if you could say, aha, a scammer, submit it to the system. And the system turns around, just like it's doing hunting for you, it'll start playing email tag with this guy. Just give it some pre-scripted, automated, computerized responses. Just say, sure, yeah, I'm interested. Send me some information from you. You know, and just have it mindlessly reply to the guy to keep this guy busy. An added value added as entertainment to the website. So I'd dedicate an area where you can just go and watch this scammer talk to a website. Hopefully, maybe it'll go on for weeks. I don't know. I thought it might be entertaining. Anybody interested? All right, sure. All righty, I'm way out of time. I apologize for going over. My name's John Watson. Again, pinball.com. Please use it. I got some info up here. Thank you.
Great job.
Oh, thank you.
Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.